said about winning carrying over at the end of the season to next season. Saw that a little bit a couple years ago here. Can losing carry over the same way if you go into a long losing streak to end of season?
I don't know. I think that you have to be careful of thinking anything's going to carry over from one year to the next. You know, it's a long off season and things like that. But our job is to go out and win this game and not worry about what's going to happen afterwards or, you know, month from now or anything else.
What's made Patrick Peterson so good so early?
I don't know. Everything. You know, he's got great size. He's got great speed. He's got great ball skills. He's a good punt returner. You know, I mean, that was no surprise to anybody. I mean, he was drafted high. He played that way in college at a really high level of competition. So he's certainly one of the best young corners in the NFL.
Are you still contemplating Delmas being shut down? Is that still on the table?
You know, all our guys we just take on a you know, game-by-game basis or a day-by-day basis to see where they are. You know, Lou's been battling the whole time. You know, a couple weeks ago he was available. Last week he wasn't. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there every single time, but hadn't always been able to get that done.
Can you talk about the decision to shut down Corey?
Yeah, a very difficult decision because a lot like Lou, he's an extremely tough player who's played through a lot of injuries and a lot of pain, and you could always count on him. And it tells you a little bit about how his knee has been, the fact that he wasn't able to do that. You know, Corey started off the year this year with one of the best games that we've had from a defensive tackle against the Rams. And since then, his knee has really been a problem. It's been hard for him to practice consistently. It's been hard for him to be able to go out and, you know, do what he can normally do as a player. And he has worked extremely hard, and he's really, really tough. So it's not a matter of either of those two things. But, you know, he hadn't been able to get on the field recently. And, you know, it just got to the point that it was the best decision to shut him down, you know, for his future and our ability to be able to put a team on the field.
Will he need surgery?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility. He probably needs rest probably more than anything, and that's tough to do when, you know, you're trying to get out on the field every week. But there's still a possibility of surgery, yeah.
Coach, one more injury question. Just finish up with the injury.
Okay.
Pettigrew and Nick, are either those potentially long-term?
You know, we'll see with both of them, but, you know, Pettigrew wasn't able to finish the game. Nick got hurt close to the end. But we'll just take each of those guys on a day by day. If it's anything more than that, we'll let you know.
Coach, last year, everyone outside the building had nothing but great things to say about Stafford. This year, he's getting more criticism of people outside the building. Is it just because when you lose, those type of things kind of go along with it?
Yeah, I mean, he's looked the same. He does the same things this year as he did last. You know, we've been one play away from flipping our record, and if we make those one plays, then, you know, people say what they will. I mean, our job is to go out every week to worry about ourselves, not to worry about what other people say. There's things we can all do better, you know, including Matt. But we certainly have a lot of confidence, and Matt's going to lead us to a lot of great things.
Jim, with Calvin, what has impressed you most this year, and his shot to break Rice's record? Is that something you can embrace or celebrate, or is that tough to do because of your record?
Well, first, what's a little bit like the Patrick Peterson question, everything has impressed me about Calvin, but it's not a surprise for people that have been around here. We know what kind of guy he is. We know what kind of worker he is. So as talented as he is, his success doesn't come surprise to anybody. We're going to do whatever we can each week to try to win that game. And Calvin's a big part of that. So every week we try to get him the ball. You know, if we get to that spot, then we'll talk about it then. But, you know, be nice to – I don't know if we can get 300 yards in this game. But if we do, we're probably in a pretty good – if Calvin can get 300, we're probably in a pretty good chance to win the game. So it all works together.
Do you ever get amazed by what he does? I mean, do you – it just become commonplace.
You know, I told him on the field when trying to think which game it was – Houston game, he made that play down the sideline, that layout catch, and I told him on the sideline, I like to say great catch, but, you know, I've come to see him so many times that, you know, you don't always want to say that, but Yeah, he can do things that a lot of other people can't, and you know, he obviously has talent, and a lot of guys in the league have talent, but he's got such, and I said this in the spring when we signed him to a contract, to that long-term contract, as good a player as he is, he's a better teammate and he's a better person, and that's why we're so proud of him.
About Matt, one more thing. For him, for his next level of progression, is it getting more into reading defenses and being better at the line of scrimmage in terms of, you know, making checks, you know, being more Peyton Manning-ish? Because his physical stuff is there.
As far as the stuff at the line of scrimmage, we've done that since he was a rookie. I mean, I think a lot of that stuff is documented on some of the NFL films when he's mic'd up. He's very good at doing those kind of things. He's always been good at reading defenses. I don't think there's anything that he needs to do better there. We've turned the ball over a little bit more this year than in the past. That's probably, but there's a lot of reasons for those. I don't think there's things that we're sitting there saying that. I think it's more refining than it is. He needs to improve on things.
You've been asked about, you know, looking to next year and all that, and said you're not going to do that. But realistically, is there anybody on the roster you haven't gotten a look at anyway?
We're not trying to get looks at players. We're trying to do the very best.
Anybody who hasn't been looked at though, outside of maybe Jason Fox, who hasn't had some playing time and all that?
I really don't understand the question, because we're not trying to. I mean, preseason and then training camp is the time to look at players. During the season, we're trying to put the best players on the field to win that game. So,
well, I mean, the question isn't, are you training? And Mike, isn't everybody getting a look anyway? A lot of guys have played anyway.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
How has Jason Fox developed? This is the year that he's been out there the whole time, fine, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, that's been his number one thing his whole career, has been able to have extended periods of being healthy. And I think he's made a lot of strides that way, obviously, because he's still been on the field for us and seems to have put those things in the past. He's always been a smart player. He's a little bit more physically developed. I think he's a good young player. He's got a bright future ahead of him.
Has Titus had his surgery?
I don't have any comment on that.
But Chris Houston, you know, when he's been healthy, how has he played for you, you know, this year?
Chris has matched up some pretty good wide receivers and gone out and competed very well and taken some pretty good wide receivers out of the game. You know, he's had some injury situations even going back to preseason, but he's been able to battle through a lot of those. Hadn't always been 100%, but he's a guy that is a good pro. He's been around a long time. We talked about guys like Corey Williams and how tough those guys are, but you can't overlook what Chris Houston's done this year also.
And have you had to lean on him more just because you've had so much instability back there with injuries and stuff? And has he been a little bit more of a rock for you back there?
You always lean on veteran players when that happens, and Chris has been a very consistent player for us this year for sure. He's shown good leadership back there, and he's persevered through a lot of different stuff, and he's come to play every single Sunday.
You guys brought Flew back. Just what sort of security blanket is, you know, having the guy that's been here for the last 4 years to plug in there?
Yeah, I mean, obviously knowing the scheme had a lot to do with it, but also us knowing him. And, he's played some good football for us. This year when we got into a numbers thing at the end of camp, we went with five ends and four tackles rather than five tackles and four ends. And, you know, Flew was sort of the odd man out, but it really had nothing to do with the kind of training camp he was having or his talent. It was more just, the numbers situation about where we are. But we're excited to have him back. I know he's excited to be back. And, if we need him on Sunday, I know he'll be ready.
Mm-hmm.